Our text,
esizok funda,
for this morning we find,
namhlanje kuseni sithola,
ngoka Johane,
in John,
isahluko sesibili,
chapter 2,
kusukela ebesini lokuqala,
from verse 1,
kwathi ngosuku lwesithathu, kwakukhona umshado eKhana, Lase Galile. Wae kona lapho unina kaJesu.
On the third day there was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there.
No Jesu nabafundi bakhe babemeliwe emshatweni.
Jesus also was invited to the wedding with his disciples.
Kwathi kuba lisweleke iwayini, unina kaJesu wathi kuye, kabanalo iwayini.
When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, they have no wine.
UJesu wathi kuye, mame, ungene ngani kokwami na? Isikhathi sami sikafiki.
And Jesus said to her, woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come.
Wathi unina ezincekwini, nayikuphi akushokile anokwenza.
His mother said to the servants, do whatever he tells you.
Kwakukhona lapho izimbiza zamatshe ezizithupha zibekwe ngesiko lokuhlamba.
Now there were 6 stone water jars there for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons.
Ziphethe ileso naleso izilinganiso ezimbili noma ezintathu. UJesu wathi ezincekwini, gcwalisani izimbiza ngamanzi zaziwagcwalisa ke.
Jesus said to the servants, fill the jars with water, and they filled them to the brim.
Why say tikuzo, yikani manje niyise kumphathi wokudla zayisake.
And he said to them, now draw some out and take it to the master of the feast. So they took it.
Umphathi wokudla ezwa amazwi aphenduka iwayini engazi ukuthi livelaphi kepha izinceku ezaziwakhile amanzi bezazi. Umphathi wokudla wabiza umyeni wathi kuye.
When the master of the feast tasted the water now become wine, and did not know where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom.
Wathi kuye, wonke umuntu ubeka iwayini elimnandi kuqala, kuthi lapho sebephuze kakhulu, akhiphe elibi kunalo, wena ugcinile elimnandi kuze kube manje.
And said to him, everyone who serves the good wine first, and when people have drunk freely, then the poor wine. But you have kept the good wine until now.
Lokho ukuqala kwezibonakaliso wakwenza uJesu eKhana laseGalile, ebonakalisa inkazimulo yakhe, abafundi bakhe bakholwa kuye.
This, the first of the signs Jesus did at Cana in Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him.
Angiboni ukuthi khona indima eBhayibhelini eyaziwa njenga le ndima.
I don't think there is a portion in the Bible known as well as this one.
Ikakhulu kubantu abaphuzayo abayizidakwa.
Especially among drunkards, they know the story.
Ukuthi uJesu alenziwa wine.
That Jesus made wine.
kodwa le wine belingafani ne wine esilaziyo thina.
But this wine, unlike the wine we know,
ngoba lelo wine abaliphuzayo lasebenza baze bakholwa nguyena.
Cause those who drank it to believe in him.
UJesu wabonakalisa inkazimulo yakhe ngaleyo ndlela bekuyisimanga sakhe sokuqala ngqa.
Jesus manifested his glory in this manner, this being the first miracle.
Kuthiwa ngo 1700 namhlaphela sesiku 2000 no 15 ngo 1700 sekuyiminyaka engaphezu kwamakhulu amathathu.
It is said that back in the 1700s,
insizwa,
a young man
ngegama
of the name
James Taylor.
James Taylor.
Wasuka wayentombini wathi uthanda ukushada naye.
Proposed marriage to a young lady.
Baze banquma nosuku lokushada.
And the wedding date was set.
Akekho noyedwa kubona bobabili obekholwa.
Neither of them were Christians.
UJames empeleni ubezonda ivangeli engalithandi.
James, in fact, detested the gospel.
Uma kufika abafundisi bezoshumayela ivangeli, athatha utomatisi obolile namaqanda amabi awaphonse kubona.
He so detested itinerant preachers that he would pelt them with rotten eggs and tomatoes.
Eduze phambi kokuthi kufike usuku lwabo lokushada.
And just before their wedding day,
kwaqhamuka umuntu obehambisana noJohn Wesley.
An evangelist, a preacher who was part of John Wesley's group, came.
Waya khona wathi ake ngizwe ukuthi lo muntu wokufika uzothini.
And then he thought, well, let me just go and see what this person has to say.
Bese ngiphazamise enkonzweni.
And then I will disrupt the crowds.
Kodwa uma efika khona fica abantu abaningi, umfundisi wakhuluma ngoJoshua, isahluko sangamashumi amabili nane.
But as he began to listen, the preacher was speaking from Joshua 24, verse 15.
Ukuthi mina nendlu yami soyikhonza iNkosi.
But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Lendaba yasuka yamhlaba njengomkhonto enhlizweni.
The word struck James like an arrow in the heart.
Uma sekufika usuku lokushada,
and when the day of their wedding arrived,
lelizwi belisekhona engqondweni yakhe nasenhlizweni yakhe.
This verse was still lodged in his thoughts.
Ekuseni,
on that morning,
ngosuku lokushada,
on the wedding day,
watsuka waphuma waya le endle wahlala esikhotheni ngasehlathini.
He went out to the fields near the forest.
Wathi namhla sengiyashada ngizothatha intombi ukuzibe ngumkami.
To think, today I'm getting married, I'm taking a girl to be my wife.
Sengizoqala umndeni omusha, ikhaya elisha.
And I'm about to begin a new home, a family.
Kanti angiyikhonzi inkosi.
And yet I don't serve the Lord.
Khona lapha waguqa esikhotheni otshanini.
And then he knelt in the grass right there and then.
Wathandaza ngenhliziyo yakhe yonke.
And earnestly prayed with all his heart.
Wathi Nkosi Jesu, ngiyakumukela, ngiyazinikela kuwe.
Saying, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you.
Ngesikhathi eseqedile.
After which, after praying,
wethuka ebona ukuthi sekuyisikhathi senkonzo.
He was alarmed to discover that it was already the time for the wedding.
Wagijima esontweni.
Rushing to the chapel, he apologized for being late. And then the ceremony proceeded.
Umkakhe wethuka esemtshele.
Then he shocked his bride by saying that he had given his life to the Lord. Announcing it to the whole congregation. And he soon began to witness. But his wife was resistant.
Ngelinye ilanga uJames efike ekhaya ube nomthwalo ngomkakhe ngokungakholwa kwakhe.
Finally, one day when he came home, he was very burdened for his wife.
Wayesemthatha wamthwala wangenisa endlini yabo.
And then he took her, carried her into their bedroom.
And
with a forceful hand, he made her kneel beside him.
Umakoti wakhala inyembezi, naye waze wakhala inyembezi zokubonga.
Soon both were weeping and weeping tears of joy.
Umkakhe waphenduka waba umKristu naye.
For she turned her life and became a Christian. And they both served the Lord. Now, 8 generations have passed. Each of their generations, of their children, had preachers of the gospel.
Hudson Taylor
and Hudson
wavula ukhiye ukuba amashayina athole ivangeli ube umzukulu walendoda.
Included among them is James Taylor's great-grandson Hudson Taylor, founded the China Inland Mission and opened the Chinese interior to the gospel.
Kusho ukuthi ukushada akusiyo into encane.
Marriage is no small thing.
Ngoba siyabona kulaba ukuthi kwaba into enkulu kwanyakazeka kwanyakaziswa umhlaba wonke jikelele neShayina lonke.
For we have seen that just in the life of this couple, the whole world, even China, was shaken.
Niyabona ngasekuqaleni uSathane ubevimba. Kodwa indoda ngobudoda bayo nangobuqhawe bayo wamzuzu mngakhe.
Though the wife was resistant in the beginning, but through him, the husband being a real man, he won her to the Lord.
Now
it's written here that on the third day, there was a wedding at Cana. Remembering that 3 often is of symbolic significance in the Bible, meaning God's day. And on that third day, there was a wedding at Cana.
Jesus
in Galilee, to which Jesus was invited with his disciples. When they were at the wedding, keeping in mind that the weddings in those days were not like today, they lasted for a week, those days.
UMaria unina kaJesu,
Mary the mother of Jesus,
wafika kuJesu uthi abasenali wayini seliphelile.
Came to Jesus saying, the wine is finished.
UJesu wamphendula ngelindlela.
And Jesus answered in a strange way.
Mame,
mother,
ungenengani kokwami na.
Woman, what do you have to do with me?
Isikhathi sami asikafiki.
My hour has not yet come.
UMaria ube ngumama kaJesu.
Mary was, humanly speaking, the mother of Jesus.
Kodwa noma engumama wakhe, uJesu ube inkosi yakhe.
However, though she might have been his mother, Jesus was still her Lord.
UJesu ube indodana kaDavida. Kodwa yizo ukuthi abe indodana kaDavida ube inkosi kaDavida.
Though Jesus was known as the son of David, he was also the king of David.
Ngaleso sizathu uJesu sethi kuMaria, Maria, ungene ngani kokwami na?
That is why Jesus replied to her, woman, what do you have to do with me?
Bekusuku lwesithathu,
was the third day.
Ubekwe isikhathi sikaNkulunkulu.
It was God's time.
Ubekwe isimanga soqala nga uJesu asenzile, asenzayo.
And it was the very first miracle Jesus performed.
Ngakho ke uJesu wathi mama, ungene ngani kokwami na?
That is why Jesus then replied to her, Mother, woman, what business do you have to do with me?
UJesu ubengenandaba nomuntu uma ephilisa abantu esebenza umsebenzi kaBaba osezulwini.
Jesus was busy with God's business, healing, and he then healed people later. He allowed no human interference when he was busy with God's labor. It was his time. It was God's day to reveal his lordship.
Umkhulu uNkulunkulu ube mkhulu kuye kunomama nobaba nezihlobo nobani.
And the Father was far greater to Jesus than his own human mother and father.
Uyakhumbula uJesu eneminyaka eshumi nambili esethempelini bemfunda insuku ezintathu bemfuna. Bengamtholi wathi uma unina esemsolo ukuthi awu sesahlupheka no nobaba wakho insuku ezintathu na, wathi mama, awazi yini ukuthi mina ngifanele ukuthi ngibe kukho kababa na?
When Jesus was 12, remember how he was in the temple and his parents were looking for him. And finally, after 3 days, the mother, finding him there, rebuked him. And he then said, but mother, did you not know that I must be about my father's business?
Niyabona uma umuntu esemsebenzini kaNkulunkulu, uma sekusuku lwesithathu, uNkulunkulu ekhuluma, esebenza, asivunyelwe udedelo kunye ungene phakathi kwethu.
When God is at work, when it is his third day, he is busy. No human interference should be allowed.
Ngikhumbula uMangobo uMrs. Mzila waseOswatini.
I remember Mrs. Mzila of Oswatini.
Uyena owabaqa uqala nqa obehambisana nami eshumayela ivangeli.
My first co-worker preaching the gospel with me.
Abafowabo bakamzila balwa naye bathi, wena uhlulwa umfazi, wena udedela umfazi ahambe avele ahambe nomlungu awuyindoda yalutho.
The brothers of Mrs. Mzila's husband had a row with him and said, what type of a man are you to allow your wife to go off preaching with this white man? And so he resisted and forbade her to preach the gospel.
Why say you take weed?
Then went to Durban. While he was in Durban, he met with an accident. A bus rode into him, hit him, and he lost a leg instantly.
Then
they told me he's in hospital, seriously injured.
Uma ngifika khona King Edward.
When I got to King Edward Hospital,
ngime embhedeni wakhe.
And I stood at his bed.
Ngithi kwenze njani Mzila?
I said, Mr. Mzila, what's happened?
Wathi ngagayiwa bus.
He told me a bus rode over me.
Wathi mfundisi.
He said, Pastor.
Umngami. Wangitshela ukuthi uzizwe lubizo ukuthi alahambise ivangeli.
My wife told me about the calling that she felt to preach the gospel.
Ngathi mina ngeke ngivume ngindoda. Ngeke ngivume ukuthi umngama hambe intaba azoshumayela ivangeli.
And as a man, I felt that I shouldn't allow her to go and preach here and there with the gospel.
Uthi kodwa mfundisi, manje sengiyabona ukuthi bengilwa noNkulunkulu.
He said, but preacher, now I realize I was resisting God himself.
Bengithumkami nje ofuna ukuhambisa ivangeli. Kodwa manje sengiyabona ukuthi uNkulunkulu bheka ukuthi nginjani manje. Angisenawo umlenze. Ngishaywe uNkulunkulu ngoba ngaphambana naye.
I thought I was just resisting my wife and forbidding her to go and preach, but now I realize I was fighting against God.
Bengithumkami imini engamlobolayo, kodwa manje sengibona ukuthi ngangena kukho kaNkulunkulu.
I thought it was just my wife for whom I had paid a dowry, but now I realize I was fighting God.
Uma esephuma esibhedlela efika ekhaya, waqonda kumkakhe, wathi mamzila, kusukela namhlanje ngiyakhulula, qhuba ivangeli njengokuza kwakho.
When he got home after leaving hospital, he went straight to his wife and said, Mamzila, from today, I'm releasing you to feel free to go and preach the gospel.
Ngizohlala ngedwa ekhaya.
Even if
wena,
I'm alone at home,
ngizoyiphekela.
I'll cook for myself.
Uma uNkulunkulu esekhulumile, kufanele ukuthi ngimlalele, ngithobe, ngoba uyesabeka.
For I realize that when God speaks, I must fear him, for he is great and awesome.
Aw, uma esededela umkakhe ukuthi ahambe ezoshumayela ivangeli, ube nabafowabo abaningi. Basuka bama ngenyawo bamthethisa. Bethi wena uhlulwa umfazi. Wena udedela umkakho ukuthi ahambe ayoshumayela ivangeli.
He had many brothers, and after he then said that to his wife, they fought against him and said, what type of a man are you who can allow his wife to go and preach the gospel?
He
invited them to a meeting at his home.
Manje uMangobo ube umuntu okhuthele ube namasimu etshala iklabishi, etshala ucauliflower, etshala zonke izinto, ube neveni azalayishe swi. Ahambe nalo azoshumayela ivangeli.
His wife
azolidayisa.
Was very diligent. She planted many types of vegetables and she had a pickup truck. She would take those vegetables and go and sell them.
Lapha madoda esehlangene.
When the men were together,
abafowabo bethi, hey, wena udedela umkakho ukuthi ashumayele ivangeli.
And the brothers were accusing him of allowing his wife to preach the gospel.
Umzila ubenetirum lapebe daisa konutwala.
Mr. Mzila, who had a cafe or tea room where he used to sell beer, alcohol,
ubephuza kakhulu,
and he used to drink a lot himself.
Bathi mfowethu sokhuluma nawe namhlanje iyeke lemkhuba ukuthi udedele umkakho ahambe ashumayele ivangeli.
And he was spoken to by his brothers in this harsh manner. They said, how can you let your wife go and preach?
Ngiyakhumbula ngo 1970 sifika kwa la kwasiza abantu naye uMangqobo bekhona.
I remember 1970 when we first started here at KwaSizabantu here, Mrs. Mzila was with us.
Umzila ke wayesethi cha bafowethu ngiyezwa enikushoyo.
Now at that meeting, Mr. Mzila said to his brothers, I hear what you have to say,
kodwa nginombuzo enginawo.
But I have a question.
Omkenu emakhaya njengokuba nihleli nabo emakhaya abanabo banawo inamasimu agcwele ihabishi agcwele iveji ayadayisa yini ahambe abuye nemali anike imali na.
Tell me about your wives with whom you live. Are they as diligent and able to plant vegetables, fill fields with planted vegetables, and then go and sell them?
Bavaleka umlomo, kwathungeleka umlomo. Akekho noyedwa wakhuluma. Wabanqoba ebashaya ekhanda ngesagila.
They closed their mouths instantly, and that was the stick that he used to conquer them.
Abazange baphinde bamkhulumise bathi hayi mfowethu siyakudedela siyakhulula siyabona noma umkakho eshumayela ivangeli ukhuthele ekhaya unengadi uyatshala izinto uyayidayisa futhi ukulethela nemali usixolele.
Never did they resist him again, for they said, when she is home, she is so diligent and she plants all these vegetables and then she can also preach the gospel, and they left him alone.
Uma usukholwa uyakhuthala kuyaphelwa nobuvila.
When you become a Christian, you become hard-working. Laziness comes to an end.
UMangqobo ke waqhubeka njalo elihambisa ivangeli.
And Mrs. Mzila continued preaching the gospel.
Abafowabo bathule, abafowabo bomkhwenyana.
And the brothers of her husband were silent.
Kukhona omunye obephuza kakhulu ugoloko.
There is another person who used to drink heavily. He used to drink spirits.
Wahlangana nevangeli wayeka uphuzo.
When he met with the gospel, he stopped drinking.
Abangani bakhe baphatheka kabi.
His pals were upset.
Basuka bambhuqa,
mocking him,
bamhleka,
laughing at him.
Bathi sungumfundisi usuphatha iBhayibheli,
saying, what, have you become a preacher? Now you walk around with a Bible? You're not boozing anymore? Come and drink with us.
What,
he said, I don't drink anymore.
Wathi uyindoda yalutho.
They said, you're not a real man.
Awusiyo indoda.
You're not a proper man.
Wathi leli ilencwadi onayo uyakholwa yiyo.
And they said, do you believe this book that you have, this Bible?
Ukuthi uJesu walenziwa yini?
That Jesus made wine?
Manje wena.
And now you?
Awuphuzi lokho kwenziwa uJesu.
You don't drink the very thing that Jesus created?
What a kuyinto encane leyo. Ukuthi wadali wine ukuze ngiphume uphuze wine.
He said, that's a small thing that Jesus created and made wine.
Athi wozani kimi nifike ekhaya nizobona uJesu imsebenzi kaJesu.
Come to my home and see for yourselves the work of the Lord Jesus.
Akalenzanga nje iwayini kwami ekhaya.
For he didn't make wine at my home.
Uma nifike ekhaya lami ibingasekho ifenisha.
Because I had no furniture at my home because of boozing.
Konke besekuphelile.
I had lost everything because of alcohol.
Kodwa.
But
namhla ndizofika amatafula, osofa, ihlalo, imbete, ayi lokho enikushoyo ngewayini kuncane kabi.
Now that I have been freed from that, come and see my home. It is filled with good things and furniture and everything. For the miracle of Jesus changing water to wine, that's a small thing. And so he overpowered them with that argument. Boozing creates poverty.
Uphuza futhi kudala usizi nokuhlupheka.
Drinking wine, drinking alcohol creates sorrow and misery.
Ningabuza abanye ababenami phesheya behamba esitalatini eFrankfurt.
You can ask some of the co-workers who were with me when I was in Germany in Frankfurt and we were on the street.
Uma behamba babona umuntu ohamba njengokuhamba kwenyoka. Eyali, eyali, eyali.
Seeing a man who was walking intoxicated this direction, that direction.
Hawubathi kwenze njani uyagula yini?
Asking, and they asked, what's wrong with the man? Is he ill?
Kuthi lapho besambuka yaqhamuka imoto.
And as they were still querying this, they noticed a van pass by.
Kule moto kubhaliwe ngesiJalmani.
On the van was written in German,
trink mir Wein, das bringt das Glück ins Haus hinein.
Drink more wine, for it brings luck and fortune into your home. And they laughed. As the van passed by, as this man was walking like a snake, a white man, they noticed the front of his trousers were wet, like a baby who had wet itself.
Uma esedlulile bambuke emuva.
And when he walked by, they looked behind him.
Babona ibhulukwe lakhe linamathele emuva ngathi khona iphalishi.
They noticed his trousers
elinamathelisi ibhulukwe
were stuck to his behind like glue.
Trink mir Wein, das bringt Glück insawusi nine. Nina bomama ngiyajabula uma indoda ibuye izichamele izingolisile.
But that van had written on it, drink more wine, for it makes all things fine. Ladies, you wives, do you see any things that are good as a result of your husband boozing? This earthly wine. What Jesus made caused people to believe in him.
Omunye washo wathi aye elika Jesu alifane wine lalla ngoba leli wine uma usuliphuzile leli wine uphenduka ube iswine.
It has been pointed out that our earthly wine will take a person, even if he is a so-called Christian, it will turn him into a swine. Like a pig. All respect goes out the door. But what Jesus made wasn't like that. Jesus said, go fill the water jars with water. And they filled the jars to the brim. Then Jesus said, now draw some of it and take it to the master of the feast.
Uma
when they took it to him, he then went to the bridegroom and said, what is this that you've done? Because it is the norm that the better wine is served in the beginning, and when people are slightly sozzled, then they bring out the poorer wine. They didn't know where the wine came from. But the servants who had gone and filled the jars, they knew what had happened. You see what Jesus does? It starts little, insignificant. But he makes things better and better, and the end is better than the beginning. Even marriages. Now it is said in the story that it was the wedding day. A wedding without Jesus is awful. Because the husband and wife have a cat and dog relationship. However, if Jesus is there, daily, the beauty and the wonder the harmony and the love only get better with time. Finally, it is better than the beginning. Jesus was revealing his glory.
kanjalo nakithina.
So too with us.
Ithina esifana nalimbiza.
We are like these jars.
Limbiza eyisithupha.
These six
umfanekiso wabantu.
Jars, six speaking symbolically of humanity.
Uma uJesu sengena kithina kungeni intokozo kungeni ukubekezela kungena konke kuhle ukugcina kube kuhle kunokuqala.
But when Jesus is in you, joy, patience, and all good things come in, and the end is better than the beginning.
Akekho umuntu onoJesu ongadivorsa.
No person with Jesus can divorce.
Ngoba lo mshado usuka ube kuhle.
Because that marriage only gets better.
Ngisho noma khona ingane.
And with children.
Uma khona uJesu.
If Jesus is there.
Kuzoqhubeka ngobuhle. Kuqhubeke ngobuhle.
Things only get better.
Ingane. Noma ungaba nengane yodwa.
Even if you only have one child.
Ingenayo uJesu.
If it doesn't have Jesus.
Sekwenele.
It's enough. You've had too many.
Kodwa uma unoJesu nengane zinoJesu noma ungaba nedazini. Lezo ngane ziyofana nezulu.
But if you have the Lord Jesus and if the Lord is in their lives as children, even if you have a dozen, it's like heaven.
Not too much. They're not too many. If Jesus is in the heart, but if the devil is there, one is too much.
Umu Jesu ekhona kodwa umu khona Satan gisho nengane yodwa kwanele kungaphezu kwamandla.
Kusho ukuthi noma ungaba unkosikazi,
whether a wife, you're a wife,
noma uyindoda,
or you're a husband,
umshado wenu uzoba muhle.
Your marriage is beautiful.
Noma ungenayo indoda,
or without a husband,
ungenayo inkosikazi,
or without a wife,
unoJesu,
if you have Jesus,
kusuke kube isimanga.
Things are marvelous.
Okokuqala uhlangana noJesu uzobonakalisa inkazimulo yakhe.
And firstly, and at the beginning, Jesus, when you first meet him, reveals his glory.
Bese kuthiwa okugcina kuhle kunesiqalo.
And then the end is only better than the beginning.
Futhi kuzokwanda kwanda ubuhle uze ungene ezulwini uthokoza.
And the beauty,
icilongo lokugcina.
The beauty and the glory and the wonder only gets better all the time till the final trumpet sounds.
Uzwile ukuthi ugogo umkhulu kaHudson Taylor umkakhe ubengafuni ukholwa.
Now you've heard how the grandmother of Hudson Taylor didn't want to be a believer.
Kodwa ngamandla kaNkulunkulu wambamba umkakhe wamisa madolweni waphenduka. Ingane zabo zabusiseka nengane zengane zabusiseka. Imzukulu yonke namhlanje sekuyimzukulu u-8. Kuvela abafundisi nje, kuvela abafundisi, kuvele abantu abashumayela ivangeli.
But by the power of God, the Lord enabled that husband to bring her to the Lord, and their children and children's children, 8 generations have produced preachers in every generation. How marvelous it is. It is amazing when Jesus is there.
ungangeni kokwakhe.
Don't try and interfere with his work.
Tetela yena asebenza kuintando
yakhe. Let him do as he pleases.
Kwangathi lendaba esetshenziswa uSatan namhlanje yomshado wasekhana. Idakwa zisizakale ngakho. Ziqonde ukuthi
may it be that this story of the wedding at Cana might help everyone, the drinkers and everyone here.
Futhi uJesu keke akwenze ube ingulube, ube sesibayeni sengulube.
Jesus never makes something that creates people to live like swine in a pig pen.
Kodwa.
However,
uzophenduka ube indoda.
Instead, Jesus will make you into a real man.
Futhi uzobonakalisa inkazimulo yakhe
kuleyo ndawo. He will reveal his glory in that person.
Kwangathi.
May it be.
Sonke singamukela uJesu, simngenise enhlizweni, simdedele, enze intando yakhe.
That each one of us would have the Lord Jesus in our hearts, releasing him to do what he wants in us.
Ngiyagcina ngalo muntu ibhunu laseningizimu ne-Afrika.
I now end with the story of that Afrikaans man in South Africa,
ube isigwili esikhulu,
who was a very rich person.
Kodwa engenangane. Ingane ziyisibusiso.
But he was childless. He and his wife were childless because children are a blessing.
Ube nendodakazi eyodwa nje.
He didn't have many children. He had one daughter.
Ibe neminyaka 18.
And she was 18 years of age.
Waya enkonzweni.
And she went to a service.
Uma isenkonzweni izwi lamhlaba.
And in the service she was touched by the word.
Wazizwela ukuthi kwangathi uNkulunkulu umbizele eShayina uzoshumayela khona.
And she felt called by the Lord to preach the gospel in China.
Uma esefike ekhaya, ubaba wakhe nomama wakhe sebesembedeni sebelele.
When she got back home, her parents, father and mother, were in bed already.
Indodakazi yangena ekamelweni.
She went into her room.
Wathi baba, mama.
Into their room and said, mother.
Bengisenkonzweni uNkulunkulu wakhuluma nami. Ngamuzwa uJesu ethi ngiyakubiza ukuthi uye eShayina uyoshumayela ivangeli khona.
Mother and father, I've just been in a service and I experienced the Lord Jesus speaking to me, calling me to go and preach in China.
Ubaba, wasuke wathi cha.
The father said, no, no, never, I will not allow it.
Ethi uyabona ndodakazi, anginamfana, anginazi ingane, wena wedwa, ungumfana kimi.
He said, look, daughter, I have no son, I have no other children, you are everything to me. You will be my heir. All the farms, all the money I have, all my wealth,
izotholwa ubani uma wena usuka uye le eShayina uzoshumayela khona ube missionary khona.
Inherit it if you go off to China to be a missionary.
Emva kweminyaka emibili,
just 2 years later,
indodakazi yakhe yangenwa ukugula.
That daughter became ill.
Wagula kakhulu.
Seriously ill.
Ufika odokotela.
The doctors came.
Bezama ukumlapha.
Trying to heal her.
Bahluleka.
They failed.
ingane yashona.
She died.
Ngosuku lomngcwabo.
On the day of the funeral.
Ibhokisi selehla phansi ethuneni.
As her coffin was descending into the grave.
Indoda yaqhunyelwa inhliziyo.
Her father, his heart broke.
Wathi uNkulunkulu ngithethelele Nkosi Jesu ngithethelele ngokungavumi ukuba indodakazi yami iyeshayina.
He said, "Oh God, oh Lord Jesus, forgive me for forbidding my daughter to go as a missionary to China."
Ngoba uma kade ngimvumela.
Had I allowed her, I would have had a living daughter in China.
Kodwa namhla,
but now,
senginendodakazi ethuneni.
All I have is a daughter in the grave, and I've lost her.
Kwafika usuku lwesithathu.
It was their third day in that family.
Unkulunkulu wafika uJesu wakhuluma enganeni indoda yangena kokuko kwenkosi yathi qha ngeke ngivume ukuthi indoda kazi yami iyele eShayina iyoshumayela ivangeli be missionary.
It was God's hour. It was His time to work. And He was calling that daughter as a missionary. But then that father interfered in God's work and forbade her to go to China.
UJesu wathi kuMaria, Maria, ungenelani okwam. Okwam lokhu akusi aqondene nawe. Ngiyeke ngenze intando kaBaba.
Jesus said to Mary, "Woman, what do you have to do with me? I am busy with my father's business," in other words.
Kusho ukuthi masingakhohlwa isigwili sala eNingizimu Afrika.
Let us also not forget the story of that rich man in South Africa.
Indodakazi uma isimtshela ithi awu baba mama uJesu ukhulumile nami uthi angishumayele ivangeli bese usuke uvimbe.
His daughter had shared with her parents about the calling of the Lord Jesus, and then the father interfered.
Uma uJesu esekhulume nawe mhlobo wami musa ungena phakathi musa ukufake okunye musa ukufaka unyawo lwakho olungcweli olungcolile mdedele uNkulunkulu akwenze lokho akuthandayo.
If Jesus is at work, when He is moving, don't put your dirty foot into it. Don't interfere. Let Him do as He wills.
Uma ukwenze njalo, isibusiso sizoba phezu kwakho, nenkazimulo kaNkulunkulu kaJesu Kristu uzohlangana nayo.
Then His blessing will be upon you and you will meet with His glory. I don't know, dear friends, whether this is understandable or not. I don't know whether you find it. Difficult to bow to the Lord. Are you like that wife who was resistant until her husband forced her to bow to the Lord?
Uma uJesu esekhuluma nawe, mvumele. Musa ukumelana naye, kuba kuzoba kubi, uzoyisola ngelinye ilanga.
If Jesus speaks to you, allow Him to do what He wants. Otherwise, you will regret it one day.
Impilo yakho.
Let your life be a life of the third day.
Where
God's will is being performed in your life all the time. Don't resist Him. Shall we pray?
Nkosi Jesu.
Lord Jesus.
Sizwile ngesimanga sakho soqalo wasenzayo.
We've heard now about your first miracle.
Kwaba ngosuku lwesithathu.
On the third day.
Umama wakhe.
And how's mother?
Wathanda ungena phakathi kwakhe.
Tried to interfere between him and your will.
Wawusumkhuza uthi mama musungena phakathi kwakhe uNkulunkulu nami.
And Lord, how you had to rebuke her not to interfere with your working.
Sisize Nkosi uyasazi sonke sila enkonzweni.
Lord, help us. You know everyone here in the service.
Kungabikho noyedwa.
Let not one
ozongena phakathi kwakho.
Come in between you and your will.
Avume ukuthi intando yakho iyenziwe empilweni yakho njengokuba yenziwe ezulwini.
But rather, let your will be done in their lives as it is done in heaven.
Amen.
Amen.